gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for being here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got two outstanding guests standing by, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're going to be talking about some of the latest stories out of the Motor City and around the world, including the Porsche 918 supercar. Can't wait to talk to Paul about that vehicle and lots of other happenings of the past few days. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, it's auction time. Should be wrapping up very soon out in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the Mecum Indy Spring Classic, and we're going to be joined by Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, who's going to report on some of the top sales. I know they sold a Shelby Super Snake there for $1.3 million over the weekend, and last night I was watching on Velocity when the movie car from the Gone in 60 Seconds movie from 2001, driven by Nicolas Cage, Eleanor, went for a cool $1 million. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, and also you can email me up at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at my usual address. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Or you can also send me at bob@autoworldradio.com. We're giving away some free samples of the great product Wash Drop. So just send me your name, address, telephone number, and we'll get those out to you. And anytime throughout the hour, reach out to us at 855-660-4261. Joining us right now on the Auto World guest line, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, frequent contributor to NPR, and the publisher of one of the finest sites out there in all of the automotive world. It's called the Detroit Bureau, and the gentleman's name is Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you?
Hey, Bob. As you and I discussed off the air, a lot better than a week ago.
That's good. Thank God for that, my friend. Well, let's begin by talking about the Porsche 918. This is a vehicle we first saw in concept form out at Pebble Beach a few years back, and time has flown, and it is here, the carbon fiber supercar that's both mean and green. And this is quite a statement and quite a vehicle from the folks at Porsche.
Yeah. For Bob, it's rather intriguing because Americans, I should say perhaps motorists all over the world, have gotten the sense that green means boring. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, when you drive something like a Prius, if you're an enthusiast or a Chevy Volt or, well, we can fill in the blank with how many different green machines, they're not all that exciting. You know, they do what they're supposed to, and they may save your gas, but when it comes time to stop the gas, when the light changes green, well, first of all, you may not be the type to stop the gas, and if you do, you're not exactly going to catch up to the kid in the Mustang. Or, well, maybe not. In fact, we're starting to see all sorts of supposed green machines that are pretty damn impressive. Look at the Tesla. I mean, what are they talking, under 5.5 seconds? So 0 to 60 with the performance version. At the Geneva Motor Show just recently, we saw La Ferrari and we saw McLaren's P1. The latter two, as you know, are plug-in hybrids. And yes, that's true. A Ferrari plug-in hybrid, a McLaren plug-in hybrid. And now comes the Porsche 918, which we've been hearing about. It is, in fact, the second of two plug-ins. They have a more mainstream version now, the supercar. And Bob, let me answer this with two numbers. Okay, anybody who wants to know about these vehicles, 880 horsepower and 0 to 60 in something like 2.8 seconds. That's impressive.
It certainly is, and it's a melding of great technology, a traditional gasoline-powered V8 engine with electric motors, two electric motors, and this vehicle is definitely going to be well remembered. because, you know, Porsche put out a supercar back in around 2004 or so called the Carrera GT. Had a V10. Had the pleasure of driving one very briefly when I was at Motor Trend. And what a supercar that is. But this 918 Spyder puts that one to shame on the famous track over in Germany.
Yeah, something like 10 seconds off the time of the Carrera. In the North Loop, on the North Loop, at the Nürburgring. And you gotta understand, those who aren't familiar with this amazing track, if you beat one of your top machines by a half a second, mm-hmm. you're probably going to strike up the band and set off the fireworks. 10 seconds is pretty damn amazing.
So the 918 Spyder is actually here and about to go on sale, Paul. Is it actually ready for delivery for those lucky folks with a lot of change in their pocket?
Bob, I'm going to have to give you a little bit of a pass on that. I was going to double-check this week exactly when the first deliveries are. I think it'll be coming up soon. I don't believe they're ready for delivery yet, but I just can't give you the exact hard date.
No problem. Let's talk about another cool story that you've had up on the DetroitBureau.com within the last few days, and that's Fiat may be moving its headquarters from Italy over to the United States. Tell us all about it, Paul.
Isn't that a great irony? You know, everybody was talking about how not all that long ago Fiat came in to save Chrysler. And remember, we weren't going to get a Chrysler bailout. GM got saved. The original plan was to let Chrysler fold in early 2009 unless the administration found some other company to come in and essentially take it over. So Fiat stepped in and initially was granted 20% stake in the U.S. maker. And everybody thought, oh, they're just going to sort of disappear. We'll see our jobs disappear over to Italy or Europe and so on and so forth. Well, almost the exact opposite has been happening. Yes, Fiat's stake has been increasing, and yes, they're trying to work out a deal with the union healthcare fund that owns the remaining stake in Chrysler, which should happen sometime later this year. How, we don't know yet. But the word is that Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of Fiat and Chrysler, is very seriously giving consideration to moving Fiat's headquarters out of Europe to the United States. Now, there's some reasons for that, Bob. Number one, Chrysler is the part of the company making a lot of money. The reality is, Europe is becoming much less of a car market. As you know, it's a disaster over there, mm-hmm. and it probably won't do much better for years to come. Chrysler has a great chance to grow around the world. There's also the reality that U.S. regulations are a lot less strict than European regulations, and I think you're going to see more Fiat production and product development moved out of Europe, whether to the United States or elsewhere. So Italy is becoming, and Europe is becoming, less important to this combined corporation. The United States is still very important. So will we see it move here? Well, I'm not going to put my chips down on that, but I think that I would probably lean towards that possibility. I'd also lean to the possibility, by the way, that we'll see the combined Fiat Chrysler stock listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Marchionne has said that he does want to do that, moving out of the Italian exchange.
That is really an amazing story. The whole Fiat story here in North America is quite remarkable, Paul, when you stop and think about the way they launched and then having a 125% sales increase during 2012. And now we've got a plethora of Fiat models derived off the 500, including the electric model, which I understand they're really aggressively marketing in California. When we come back on the other side, we're going to do a little sneak preview of the top-of-the-line Mercedes-Benz, the S-Class. It's all new for 2014. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Paul Eisenstein. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our telephone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Paul Eisenstein joins us live from the Motor City. He is the publisher of the Detroit Bureau. And, Paul, before we give folks a little preview of the upcoming Mercedes-Benz 2014 S-Class, remind everybody about all the great stuff that you provide on the Detroit Bureau, all the different feeds that you have, and all the great stuff that folks can get and keep track of their automotive needs, no matter what. Yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
Well, we like to think it's the place to go for your automotive fix, Bob. And it's completely legal, which is even better. The DetroitBureau.com is, of course, free. We are posting every day, so you can keep an eye on anything that's happening in the business, whether it's whether you are an industry insider, an enthusiast, or you simply are trying to figure out what's the best car or truck to buy or sell. We are the place to check it out. Good news, you can go to the site itself, thedetroitbureau.com. You can subscribe to our RSS feeds, to our Twitter feeds, and you can get emails. We'll custom tailor them to you, whether you want it on a per-post basis. If you are absolutely addicted and want to know everything that happens, when it happens, daily, weekly, or even monthly, it's all available, and it's always free on thedetroitbureau.com.
Excellent. Let's talk about Mercedes. They're going in two different directions here. There's something for everybody within the Mercedes portfolio. They've got the upcoming new vehicle, which is going to slot below the C-Class, a vehicle that I'm excited to hopefully get behind the wheel of, especially at AMG form. You've got the SLS available in all kinds of renditions, including an electric variant and a special black edition. But the price range for Mercedes is quite wide indeed, Paul, from below $30,000 to above $500,000. But when it comes to sedans, they really take the S-Class very, very seriously, and it's been upgraded, and it's all new for 2014. What can you tell us about it?
Well, let's talk about Mercedes itself for 1 second, Bob. You're right. Mercedes has broadened the lineup. I remember it wasn't all that long ago that they had the E and the S-Class and the SL, and pretty much that was it. There was a big debate, you may recall, just simply adding the C. Mm-hmm. Now they're adding the CLA here in the United States, and of course they've already got the A and B classes, and there's reports, we had one on the Detroit Bureau, that they're going to drop down even smaller, almost to a mini-size vehicle with an X-type, or an X-class. Mm. Of course you have plenty of crossovers and truck-based vehicles, whether the big Geländewagen, which we call the G-class, the GL, the GLK, and so on. But perhaps no vehicle is more symbolic of Mercedes than the S-Class. No, it's not the volume vehicle. That's either the C or the A or the E. In Europe, maybe the A as well. But the S is the vehicle that we all look to that tells us what Mercedes is all about. And Mercedes is facing a lot of competition, so they wanted to make sure that the all-new model coming for 2014 isn't just going to be a little bit of an update. As a matter of fact, Bob, I think the best way to describe it is a technical tour de force.
Mm-hmm. This is really chock full of technology, Paul. You know, all kinds of really fantastic electronic features, safety features, and even starting with the power plant. I mean, they're packing a lot of ponies under that hood.
Yep, you've got a tremendous twin-turbo power plant under there, over 500 foot-pounds, for example, which you'll need to move that big beast, but you'll move it fast, under 5 seconds, 0 to 60. But here's an interesting little tidbit. Do you know that there are over 500 LEDs, including 300, in the cabin? There are four different lighting zones, five different settings. You can change to six different colors for interior lighting. Mm-hmm. The headlights are entirely LED. The taillights are entirely LED. You have all sorts of technology that will virtually drive the vehicle itself. It's a more advanced version of their auto park system. They've got a new version of the Distronic Plus, which can track what's happening with traffic, bring you to a complete start, stop you, start it up again when traffic gets moving. I mean, everywhere you look. Hey, Bob, one of my favorite touches will be an optional feature on the stretch version, the one they're essentially using to replace the Maybach, mm-hmm. which I believe they'll even have the equivalent of a hot stone massage feature.
That's really bringing it to a new level, Paul. That's great. What's next?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Maybe they'll include a masseuse with it when you order the optional massage package. But the fact is, this is going to be one of the single most advanced vehicles in the world. I really can't think of anything right now that has a more advanced system. You've got two 12.3-inch LED display systems in here, a new advanced version of the Mercedes command system. There are all sorts of new app features that they have launched. As a matter of fact, very interestingly enough, the same day that they revealed the new S-Class this past week, Mercedes was also the keynote partner, automotive partner, participating in the Google I.O. conference out West Coast, where they were talking about all the new advanced app features. One of the things they're developing is something called the heat map. So let's say you decide you want to go having a night on the town, and you want to check things out. You want to know where the hot clubs are, where the hot restaurants are, or maybe just the hot shopping districts. This heat map will actually point out on the Navi system where the hip area is in town to go check things out.
Isn't that amazing? The new Mercedes S-Class, and of course you can follow the complete review of the S-Class and more news as it becomes available from Paul and his team at the DetroitBureau.com. Another story, Paul, I wanted to touch on. It's something that we've talked about in the past, something you had up a little while ago, just within the last week or so, and that's to do with millennials and driving. I had actually a pretty positive conversation with an analyst for a major automotive firm who claims that millennials aren't the anti-car people that many of us think that they are. But you have written a story here which is called America's Driving Boom is Over, and this is based on research about this same age group called the millennials. So there's a lot of confusion out there.
No question, Bob, but the facts are the facts. Millennials are driving fewer miles. They are buying fewer cars. They are using mass transit more. They are moving to urban areas, particularly inner cities, more. All you have to do is look in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
You keep reading all about, you know, most of the headlines talk about Detroit's financial crisis and so on. But there's an upside to this city. If you go into the core, there's a huge recovery already occurring in Detroit. Motor City has a massive, massive movement downtown. These are largely millennials. These are the hipper, more successful millennials. They're buying downtown condos. They're using mass transit, and they're even putting in a new mass transit system for them. So the fact is, the boom may not be over, but it's certainly shifting, Bob, and the millennials are definitely starting to look for alternatives to automobiles.
Well, we'll talk more about it next time you're with us. Thank you so much, my friend. He's Paul Eisenstein.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live all across North America. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Don't be a stranger. You can definitely call into the show anytime. We'll throw out a trivia question momentarily. But right now, we've got some really cool stuff happening because joining us live from the Mecum Indianapolis Spring Classic Auction, which is wrapping up here in the waning hours, so to speak, is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, one of our favorite guys out there also in the automotive world, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, how are things going there in Indy?
Indy is about 120 miles south of my location right now. We left Indy at about 3 o'clock. The sale was just about wrapped up, but we took off. We are sitting right next to one of my most favorite places in the world. I'm on right in front of the National Automotive and Truck Museum, and that's right next door to the Auburn Core Duesenberg Museum here in Auburn, Indiana.
Oh, what a great place to be, definitely. And for a lot of the younger listeners who are listening to us here on Auto World, many of them probably don't realize the fact that Auburn, Indiana, at one time was not unlike Detroit. I mean, it was a real hub of automotive manufacturing in the early part of the 1900s.
Well, the whole state of Indiana actually was quite an automotive hub. There's still a lot of automotive concerns here, and General Motors has a big plant just south of Fort Wayne where they do their GMC and Chevrolet trucks. There's a number of component manufacturers still in the area. And as you say, historically, there were over 100 brands of automobiles produced in the state of Indiana. not only Auburn Core Duesenberg, but the long, long-term Studebaker just a few miles down the road in South Bend.
Wow, absolutely a great place to visit, and everybody should put that on their list. And it's been a busy time in the auction world. You have, of course, been covering the great Mecum sale, but there have been some happenings going down right there in Auburn, Indiana, concurrently.
That's right. Just last week, Auctions America held their spring Auburn sale, and it was kind of a fun sale. It was two days of cars and then one day of memorabilia. And the cars, they had a pretty good sell-through rate. They did about 50% of the sale of cars, about almost $6 million in sales. But that was really eclipsed by Mecum, who did a six-day car sale. They did nearly 1,800 cars. At last count, we were looking right around 1,350 of those being sold. They're still tabulating as we talk, and they're looking right now at about a $46 to $47 million sale. So not bad little outing for Indianapolis, and that's a precursor to what's happening next week here in that same town.
That's fantastic. Well, let's talk about the Mecum sale. You were the gentleman that really opened my eyes to Mecum a number of years back out in Monterey. Monterey auctions tend to be nighttime auctions. Mecum was the new kid in town and doing a daytime auction. I went over there with the intention of staying an hour. I ended up staying the entire day. Of course, now they have their very popular series on Velocity, and last night I was glued to it as one of the big vehicles went over the block when I was watching. It was the second highest sale of the week at Indy, and that was the Eleanor car from the Gone in 60 Seconds movie, the Nicolas Cage rendition from 2001.
Well, I hate to use the term, a very good friend of mine, but a very good friend of mine named Ray Clarish operates a company called Cinema Vehicle Services, and he had created that car for the movie. He had actually created several cars, three cars total. One was damaged during the filming. The second, or vehicle number two, was sold about 9 years ago, 9-10 years ago, by the Imperial Palace Auto Collections in Las Vegas. They received $500,000 for that car. And Ray kind of thinking, well, this one here. I talked to him after we spoke earlier today. I talked to Ray, and he said, well, he was thinking it might do $300,000 to $350,000. And then when they put it on the Internet site with Mecum, and it went wild, everybody said, that car's going to do another $500,000. And when the bidding started, the reserve was actually listed at $300,000, but the bids were going up so fast before they could announce that they had already hit $500,000. And the bids just continued, and it was just an electric feeling there when they finally brought that hammer down at $1 million.
And it reminded me, just seeing it on Velocity, how beautiful that vehicle was, and that was a vehicle that was used primarily in the movie and was actually sold, was actually owned by the folks that created it for the film. One of the great stories coming out of the Auburn Indy Spring Classic. The other big story is another Mustang. This is the Super Snake. This is a special vehicle that went for in excess of $1 million, the biggest sale of the weekend. Tell us about this very special vehicle, Phil.
Well, it was actually the biggest sale Kim has ever had for a single vehicle at his Indianapolis venue. This particular car was a 1967 Shelby GT500. It was one of the regular production cars, but it had been beefed up a little bit because it was used by Goodyear tires in tire testing. And remember that Carroll Shelby was also a Goodyear tire distributor, so it was, you know, just perfect tech. The only way I ever got to fly in the Goodyear blimp was doing some work for Carroll Shelby. And one day I actually got the chance to go up there because of his connection, shall we say.
Yeah, and this vehicle was originally, I understand, kind of a pilot. It was a lot of folks within Shelby's camp wanted him to produce more of these vehicles, Phil, and the fact that they didn't made this vehicle that much more valuable.
Well, what happened again is there was a game plan to produce 100 limited edition of these GT500 Super Snakes. And this was the pilot model prototype, so to speak. But the problem was that the cost was just so expensive. It was almost $5,000 in 1967, which back in 67 was a whole lot of money. It was more expensive than the Cobra 427. And they just said, you know, it's a nice plan, but maybe no, not now. Of course, in later years, Carroll Shelby, with the connections with Ford, was producing these later Mustang-based Shelby cars, and they have really beefed the horsepower up. You can get over 600 horsepower from the factory on a new Shelby Mustang today.
You certainly can, and it just goes to show you the power of the Shelby name and also the power of folks reminiscing about the past. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that went over the block. During the course of the auction, Phil, an awful lot of vehicles moved at an extremely rapid pace. Off the top of your head, any idea how many vehicles were actually offered at the Mecum event in Indy?
Well, like I said, we're looking right now at a number right around 1,800, and at times they were putting cars through there at the rate of about 33 to 34 cars an hour, which is less than 2 minutes a car. Most collector car auctions run a rate of about 20 cars per hour. But because of the popularity of Mecum, they just get in there, get them up, get them sold. And believe me, the bidders are trained. That's a unique term there.
Well, when we come back from the other side, we're going to continue to talk about some of the interesting sales that happened over the last few days at the Mecum Indy Spring Classic with Phil Skinner.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're giving away free samples of wash drops. We're going to throw out a quick trivia question here, make it an easy one here. Remember the movie Wayne's World, starring, of course, a couple of Saturday Night Live alums, Mike Myers and Dana Carvey? It spun off from a skit from SNL. Well, what car did Wayne drive in Wayne's World? Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we've got a cool prize from our good friend out there in Arizona with the Busted Knuckle Garage. So give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Before we continue our recap of Meekum's Indy Spring Classic with the collector car market editor of the Kelley Blue Book, Phil, I've been noticing a lot of ads for KBB on the television, especially promoting the new car side of the fence. But why don't you take this opportunity to tell our listeners all about all the wonderful services that are available free of charge at KBB.com.
That's right, KelleyBlueBook.com or KBB.com. A lot of people have always thought, hey, that's a good place where I can go and get my car values and everything else, what my car is worth. And it's free, and you can still do that, but there's a whole lot more there to take. We have all sorts of research on new cars. We have cost of ownership. In other words, how much is it going to cost you once you've bought this car to actually own that car? This includes insurance, fuel, other operating costs such as maintenance. What does it actually cost the owner? And that's something that should be factored into your car buying processes when you're researching to see, gee, just what do I want to own? We also have a lot of information regarding the safety standards of these vehicles, plus their performance, comfort, and convenience of owning them. So it's KBB.com is kind of a fun place to go, and the best part is it is absolutely free.
And that's something that's music to everybody's ears here in 2013 with still a rather challenged economy facing all of us. So recapping once again, the Meekum sale, the top dollar car, the single highest paid car for a Meekum sale in Indy, a 67 Shelby GT500. The Super Stake created by the Goodyear Tire Company for testing purposes sold for $1,300,000. The original Eleanor from the Nicolas Cage Gone in 60 Seconds film sold by the gentleman who operates Cinema Vehicle Service in Hollywood went for $1 million. Number three on the list, Phil, was a very interesting Corvette. It's a 1967 Corvette, 427, 435 horsepower, and within the Corvette hobby, this vehicle is known as the Black and Blue Corvette, and that sold for a healthy $610,000. I'm not familiar with this vehicle, Phil. It sounds very cool in its color scheme.
Well, I think that's what made it unique is, first, it was a beautiful, superb restoration. This car left the factory in black with a blue, kind of a, I believe it's Le Mans blue, Stinger hood, and a blue interior. And there were only four 67 Corvette convertibles. Only two of those were big blocks, and only one of those survived. And this is that car today that went over the block.
Oh, that's great. On the list here of the top five, number four on the list is a Mercury from 1965. This is a factory-built drag racing hardtop that was powered by a very legendary engine. This was the 427 single overhead cam, actually called the Camer V8. And for 1965, an overhead cam engine, single overhead cam, I mean, that was big news, to say the least. That sold for $410,000. And, Phil, I understand that car has an interesting lineage.
Right. It had been actually raced, and I'm going to say Dandy Don Nicholson, I believe, is the one who actually raced that car. It had verified race history, and I looked that car over really good because I'm kind of an aficionado on smoke of items. And that car really was sharp. What really got me blown away, I opened up the driver's door where there's a little build plate called the data plate. And it was there, and it was intact, and it kind of verified everything they were saying about the car. But above it was a very special plate that Ford only put on their racing vehicles. And it basically says, this is a race car. It may not have the same fit and finish as your family sedan, but then again, it ain't supposed to. And it's really made to go fast. So, you know, live with the ill-fitting panels and make it go fast and win races.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful story. And
I might have paraphrased that a bit.
Rounding out the top five sales at the Mecum Indy Spring Classic, Shelby Cobra, and this was a competition roadster that hammered at $320,000, an FIA-qualified competition roadster. And again, anything with the word Shelby on it goes for a lot of money these days. What made this particular Shelby Cobra so important and so worth the $320,000 that somebody paid for it?
I don't know. It wasn't even painted.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Just aluminum.
Yeah, and seriously, it was not painted. It was polished aluminum. It was a USRRC/FIA qualified racing vehicle. It was in beautiful condition. It was part of what they called the CSX 7000 series, continuation series of the 427 competition roadsters. Very limited production. They only build about five or six of these a year, and that's not because they're not want for orders. There is a backlog of people who want these cars. It's just that it takes quite a bit of meticulous work to produce them, and they sell new for about $150,000, but like I said, there's a four-year waiting list for one of those cars, so here's a chance to buy one of the very first ones, and again, actually driven by Carroll Shelby, and so it was a very special vehicle in that area, and I think that's what helped drive the price to $320,000.
It certainly makes a lot of sense. Next up on the auction calendar for Phil is a great event coming up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that's the weekend of June 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's called the Lake Auction, and Phil, I understand you've arranged for some free passes for folks who may be in that neck of the woods or traveling that way. Tell us about that, and also tell us about this lake auction. This is another one that's on my list because you speak so highly of this particular event and this particular company.
Right. Lake Auctions, which it spells out as L-E-A-K-E. Everybody says, oh, it's Leak Auctions. Well, it's a German name, so it is pronounced Lake. And Lake Auctions been around, this will be their 41st year in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a three-day auction. It's held at the Expo Square, which is right off of 21st Street and Sheridan, I believe. And it is a 750-car sale, all indoors, because we know Tulsa can get a little sweltery this time of year. And it's on a totally indoor, air-conditioned facility, 750 cars, 3 days, plus a very special collection of memorabilia from Ford. A Ford engineer has just consigned about 250 pieces of a Ford memorabilia collection. In fact, tomorrow morning I'm going to be going up and actually cataloging that collection for the Lake Auction folks.
That sounds great. And as usual, Phil, you're just such a wealth of information. We only have a few waning moments here, but if anybody would like a free estimate of value or any auction advice from Phil Skinner, there's nobody else in the entire world that's better than Phil at what he does. So give us a call at 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, and you can send me emails during the week. And Phil, we've back in the podcasting game. Auto World is now officially up on iTunes as a podcast under Automotive Radio Network, merged with some of my other automotive projects. And so hopefully you'll be getting some emails there as we grow that list. I know in the past you used to get a great response from that, so we look forward to working with you on that. But in the meantime, thank you for your brief appearance here tonight and your earlier appearance
today.
Bob,
I want to remind you, it's pskinner at kbb.com. Email me, got you some tickets for the Lake Auction.
Oh, that's fantastic. That will absolutely come in handy for all of our listeners down there in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, or if you happen to be passing through. And if you have any questions, you can email either myself, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or Phil P. Skinner at KBB.com. So do you get to go home, Phil, for a little bit?
We're in Dearborn for a week, then we go home.
All right. Well, lots of cool places to check out in Dearborn, and have fun there, my friend, and we'll get you back real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.